tough setback for you guys here. It began really that first quarter. You had a lot of turnovers there in succession, and just it was tough to come back.
Yeah, you know, we were catching the ball way too low against their press, and they were trapping us in the corner with their 6'5" kid. You know, we don't want to catch it there, but you know, turnovers were a big thing tonight, as they were, you know, Friday night. So that's something that we really have to take a look at, and we've got to get better. And you know, we did throughout the rest of the game, but you know, too little, too late, you know, type deal. But you know, I'm extremely proud of our guys as far as the effort that they gave in the fourth quarter. You know, coming in with the first and third quarter combined, we had 7 points, I think, total. You know, hit a three with like a minute and a half left in the first quarter to give us our first points of the game. And then we had a free throw and a three at the buzzer the third quarter to give us, you know, our four points in that quarter. So, you know, we can't spread it out quite that much. And their big kids shot the ball well, and they shoot a ton of threes, and they shoot them from pretty deep. So, you know, kind of they were a little bit, you know, hot, but and then 32 is just a bruiser down there. You know, he really battles, and I thought we stood around a little bit too much and watched as they played, you know, early on. You know, they were getting second and third chance points, but the turnovers, you know, just come back to that. And we just didn't have any movement on offense. You know, it seemed like we had, what, one shot inside the paint, you know, in the first half, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so that's obviously not what we want to do. You know, granted, we made some threes and kept ourselves in the game for a little while, but we've got to have more action and more movement out of our post, more post play, and you know, our guards, they've got to do a better job of attacking gaps against that zone and getting in there and making plays, because I thought we stood around the perimeter way too much, and that led to a bunch of turnovers. You know, they really overplayed the passing lanes and forced us into some really just poor mistakes and poor passes and decision making. So, you know, turnovers is really going to be where we have to focus at, you know, here coming up.
You could tell early on that, you know, you get the first start there from Josh Ozeen, and it took him a little while to get going, you know, and missing a game. That's big when everybody else on your team, I know Kevin Serrano, who was unavailable again tonight, that didn't play for you guys. They missed Friday night, didn't travel. But just to get back into game rhythm, I think that's pretty tough to catch up when you're one game down.
Yeah, you know, he's a kid that plays a lot of basketball, so, you know, he's never really too out of it. You know, the one thing that is probably just you know, play recognition and knowing what we're doing with some of the stuff, because he was, you know, missed a little bit of time. You know, he got going there. I think he kind of lost his legs there, you know, later.
Yeah.
You know, a couple free throws were short, but you know, gives us a lot of energy. But we just have to do a better job of seeing the floor. I thought so many times, you know, even when we went past them, we still made a pass, you know, back across the court where they were coming from the backside. So just a little bit, we need to be better with recognition. And, you know, I thought, as, you know, anybody looks at it in the fourth quarter, it's like, well, they're playing with their backs against the wall, and, you know, so they're having to go 1,000 miles an hour. Why don't they press all the time and things like that? Well, you know, it'd be nice to do, you know, and we've got enough guys. You know, maybe it's something we need to look at. But, you know, with Harrison shooting the ball like he did in the fourth quarter, you know, they just stopped thinking and they started playing, and they got to get out of their own way, you know, to really have the success that we want them to have. And I think sometimes we just think way too much, and instead of just playing, you know, we give them kind of a base set of what to do, and then after that, you gotta take a little ownership and play. And I thought Harrison really had a great fourth quarter for us, and amongst you know, several other guys, you know, steals and deflections and loose balls. And So I thought they, you know, really showed a lot of character, you know, with their effort in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, King, he had 5 threes. He made them in succession there in that fourth quarter. He's like, he was money every time there. 15, and now, you know, Josh mentioned had 15. But turn around here, you got 2 days to get ready for Liberal. They're, of course, playing Holcomb tonight. And then Saturday, you also have a game here with Wichita Trinity. What do you guys work on maybe these next 2 days to get ready for two pretty tough games coming up?
Well, until we can, you know, take care of it, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to take care of the ball against pressure. You know, Liberal's going to get up and guard us pretty hard, so we've got to be ready for that. You know, Trinity's got some pretty good length, it looks like, on their roster. Haven't seen them yet, but you know, we've got to take care of the ball, and we've just got to make better basketball plays as far as not turning the ball over. You know, we just limit our opportunities so much when we turn the ball over. And, you know, again, you know, we've got to get back to playing through our post. And they did a pretty good job of really clogging it up in there. So we've got to look at it, but taking care of the ball and, you know, getting everybody on the same page as far as our offense goes. We got to do a better job with that. And then, you know, probably look at pressing a little bit more.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see how that goes here Friday and Saturday, but these are good games here to get some good competition here early on and some teams that you normally won't see the rest of the year and also bigger schools here. Coach Brian Gentry here post-game. Thanks again, as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, Adam.